began to silently, publicly, disrespectfully crash out. So I called this man several times. I'm texting his phone. I'm doing this for like a day straight because he wouldn't respond to me. So I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Why aren't you talking to me? Blah, 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 blah. And so eventually the next day he hit me back and was like, what you want? Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. And today, on Terms Every Single Woman Should Know, we will be discussing anxious attachment style. I will use it in a sentence. I triple text him because my anxious attachment style was triggered. Some of y'all are probably thinking, I'm not triple testing nobody. You will if you got an anxious attachment style, you will. Okay? Yes, you will. All right. What is an anxious attachment style? So there's this theory in psychology. It's called attachment style theory. So basically, your attachment style has to do with how you grew up in your childhood and your early childhood development. So if you are a child and you feel like you were, well, not feel like, you were actually, you had a parent or parents who did not show you a lot of love, not enough attention, not enough care, or they had like an inconsistent parenting style, like one minute they were there, they were present, or then they would leave, and then they come back and be present, and then they would leave, or you just didn't have parents at all. You could develop an anxious attachment style. This attachment style typically looks like someone who has a heavy fear of abandonment. You often need reassurance in all of your relationships. These are friendships, especially in your romantic relationships. When you get into these romantic relationships, even again in friendships, you often feel like if they even pull away for a second, you feel anxiety. You feel like, oh my God, let me chase them to get them back. You often ask questions like, are you upset with me? Are you mad at me? Are you okay? What's going on? If that person gives you space or like is upset with you, instead of giving them time, you, like I said, you triple text them to try to get them back. You know what I mean? So that's what it looks like. I have a PhD in anxious attachment style just because I am a person who grew up like that. I grew up without a father, never met my dad, and with my mom, there was a bit of an emotional attachment there with her. So, I mean, sorry, emotional unavailability. That's what I'm saying. That's the word I was looking for. She, growing up, she just wasn't very emotionally available, just because if you had a mom who was a single mom and she was working to make ends meet, it was very hard for her to be emotionally available, right? So that's what I grew up with. So listen, my early phases of dating, ghetto, okay? Very, very ghetto. I used to chase these fools, okay? I used to be out here in these streets. I remember a time where I was dating this guy. He was a fool. And that's another thing. When you have an anxious attachment style, for some odd, crazy reason, you tend to be attracted to someone with an avoidant attachment style, which I will discuss later. But basically, you are typically attracted to people or drawn to people who have the complete opposite attachment style as you, which means, yes, a match made in hell by the devil, okay? So I remember dating this guy, and first of all, he was... I just don't even want to get into it. But I remember one time he got mad at me and he just stopped talking to me. He gave me the silent treatment. The silent treatment is kryptonite to the person with anxious attachment, because this will break you all the way down. This will cause you to spiral. So he gave me the silent treatment. So I began to silently, publicly, disrespectfully crash out. So I called this man several times. I'm texting his phone. I'm doing this for like a day straight because he wouldn't respond to me. So I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Why aren't you talking to me? Blah, 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 blah. And so eventually the next day he hit me back and was like, what you want? You made me mad when you did XYZ. And I'm just like, are you serious right now? So he was definitely wrong, 1000% wrong, 1000% trash human being. But at the same time, in that attachment style, I shouldn't have been doing all that. If I was the me I am now, which I am securely attached, thank God, Holy Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you. But currently now, if he was doing passive aggression, I would have politely been like, hey, what's up? I haven't heard from you. Are you good? If he didn't respond, I just would have left it alone. I would have just taken it as, I guess he not. Now, me now, I'm a bit no nonsense, so I probably would have blocked him. But that ain't about that right now. So it's important to understand and identify an attachment style, because you will often feel like you are suffering in your love life. Because every time you start liking someone, you'll get really attached really quickly. You'll fall for this person. Within a week's time, you'll start to cling to them really heavily, which pushes a lot of people away. And they'll end things, and then it's like this cycle you're stuck in. So if you want to break that cycle of your dating life, where you feel like on Monday you found somebody, on Wednesday you're telling your friends, by Friday you like, never mind, you need to overcome your anxious attachment style. And it is doable. Now for me, what helped was therapy. Therapy helped me to identify it and to like really point out what it was. And then my therapist told me about a book called Attached. I've talked about this book several times because it totally revolutionized my dating life. Like, I used to hate feeling anxiously attached because I felt like it had to do with me loving too hard. I felt like, God, please remove this big heart that I have. I hate it. Take it away. I don't want it anymore. But it had nothing to do with how big my heart was and how the capacity that I have to love. It had to do with how I was choosing to operate because of my attachment style. So if you know that you deal with an anxious attachment style, go ahead and get the book Attached. It is on Amazon. It is amazing. It is in my Amazon storefront. So go ahead and pick it up, because it will change your life and revolutionize it. So that has been all for today's Terms Every Single Woman Should Know. I hope that you enjoyed this. Like, comment, and share. And until next time, bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.